Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Alex Clancy. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Cleveland Browns coming into town. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray. That's kind of the fabricated storyline that we're going to be dealing with because the Cardinals really have nothing left to play for aside from guys on the roster kind of proving their worth for next season, contracts, etc. Patrick Peterson, David Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald. Kyler Murray's pretty much shown us what he can do. He has regressed the last couple weeks. The question is, who would you rather have going forward, Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield? That's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm Alex Clancy. It's easy for me to say Kyler Murray just without thinking about it. That's not my final answer. But you got to look at Baker Mayfield and what he's done so far. He's gone to arguably the worst run organization in professional sports. They've had some success here and there. They won a championship in the 60s. But, man, he gets the number one overall pick, goes to Cleveland. And Tyrod Taylor goes down, now famously on a Thursday night game with an injury. Baker Mayfield comes in and rallies them to a victory on Thursday night. And then the celebrity of Baker Mayfield was born. This kind of brash, smart, witty, crass quarterback that says it's either us or them. When Duke Johnson said he wanted to trade in the offseason this season, he's like, listen, it's us or them, man. You got to choose. Kyler Murray's not like that, obviously. Kyler Murray's a soft-spoken cat. He's, for all intents and purposes, a very smart guy. He just doesn't like to talk a lot. I mean, during interviews and stuff, he'll answer. I mean, he's not a Bill Belichickian disciple of three words, next question, moving on to Cincinnati. But he answers questions, he's soft-spoken, and he just lets his play speak for itself. And before people just jump and say, Kyler Murray's the answer, obviously, who you'd rather have for the next 10 years, let's just look quickly. Baker Mayfield won 6 games his rookie year, okay? Numbers-wise, Baker's got him there. Yeah, he went to a better situation. He had Jarvis Landry there. He had Nick Chubb, who is a breakout star that they got, I think, early second round. The defense is better than what the Cardinals have this year. I get that things are different, but it is still Cleveland. It's still Cleveland. Baker Mayfield got a head coach fired midseason. Okay? So it wasn't all rainbows and butterflies there. 3,700 yards, 27 touchdowns, 14 picks. So Kyler Murray this year has 3,000 yards, 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. So somewhat the same. Obviously, Baker's touchdown numbers are way higher. And I don't know. What we've graded Kyler Murray on this year is, can they score more than 14 points a game? And he's obviously astronomically succeeded that. But Baker Mayfield is more of a traditional quarterback. He can roll. He can move in the pocket and behind the line of scrimmage in an effort to extend plays, but he's not looking to run the ball. He's kind of the perfect prototype for what you want as a quarterback. He's a little bit shorter. You might want him to be 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". He's 6'1", stocky, can take a hit. And Kyler just has this it quality that Baker's kind of grown into. Either you're born with it, like Kyler's just born with it. Kyler's just got it. Kyler's just got it. The passes that he makes sometimes are just like, oh my sweet Lord, what has he done? Baker Mayfield can throw the deep ball at Mr. Callaway last year, and he hooked up for several big chunk yards. But Baker seems to be more ready to be an NFL quarterback right now. And he was even last year. When he was a rookie, a lot of pressure on being the number one overall pick. A lot of pressure on Kyler this year. But less pressure because of how bad the Cardinals were last year. So who would I rather have for the next 10 years? I don't know. Sorry. I'm not ready to answer that yet. We'll see how the rest of this year pans out. Baker Mayfield's got them. They got 4 out of 5 wins in a row. They played a lot easier opponents recently. I just don't know. The snap judgment would be Kyler Murray, but I don't know if I'm there yet. I don't know if I'm ready to say that Kyler Murray, surefire, will be a better quarterback in the NFL than Baker Mayfield. And it sounds counterintuitive to say because of how much we've lauded Kyler Murray here in the desert. But again, some of it has to do with how putrid the quarterback position was last year for the Cardinals with Sam Bradford and Josh Rosen. It has to have something to do with it. And that isn't, that's not a positive for Kyler Murray. It's just grading on less steep of a curve because of how awful it was last year. We already knew it was going to be immeasurably better. Even if Kyler Murray had a down year, even if Kyler Murray did not wow people, it would have been better than last year. And Baker Mayfield went into a very tough situation and put up wins. No, they didn't finish over 500. No, they're not over 500 this year. Neither of these organizations are winning organizations, by and large. But to answer the question, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be the better quarterback, Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield. I don't know who I'd want for the next 10 years. I genuinely don't know. I want to say Kyler. I want to say that he's going to grow and become a star in this league. I just don't know if he will. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cardinals. On the other side, give the ball to David Johnson. Give the ball to David Johnson. It's that easy. Just give it to him. Give it to him 30 times. I'll talk about that next. If you're a Spotify listener, use Spotify Wrapped to show us your top Locked On podcast for the year. Take a screenshot and tag us at Locked On Live and at, you know, Locked On AZ Cards at Clancy's Corner on Twitter, and we will share and retweet. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Bo Brock will be back tomorrow. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Check out the Locked On Suns podcast. These guys are good. Evan Sidery, Brendan Kleen. They do a very good job. It's an interesting year for the Phoenix Suns. It's a pivot year. It's a transition year into hopefully something that's a little bit higher up on the rung, on the ladder rung of the NBA regarding relevancy and talent. They have some exciting stuff. Go over to the Phoenix Suns, Locked On Suns. They're really good. They're really good over there. So give the ball to David Johnson. Give it to him a lot. Give it to him a lot. You're going to pay this guy a lot of money next year, barring, you know, cutting him or trading him, both of which seem out of the realm of possibility. Just see what you have. You know what you have with Kenyon Drake. You know what you have at this point. So just give the ball to David Johnson. Look at what happened last week. David Johnson made a very difficult catch in the back of the end zone on a perfectly thrown ball by Kyler Murray. Like, I don't understand why, you know what you have here. Why not exploit it? Why not use it? Why not use David Johnson for 80% of the offensive snaps? Line him up in the slot. Line him up in the backfield and just run swing routes and wheel routes. Just give him the rock. The dude is great as a receiver. I tweeted out on Sunday after the touchdown. He is the best wide receiver the Arizona Cardinals have. Over Larry Fitzgerald. He is the best right now. And I know it sounds crazy to say, but listen, it's true. He is effectively the best wide receiver the Arizona Cardinals have. And he's not being used at all. At all. And it blows my mind. Like, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Like, if you ever wanted to think about trading him, wouldn't you want to put him on display? Wouldn't you want to show that, hey, you know what? This guy still got something in the tank, which he does. This is such a convoluted story. It's so many things have happened in a chain of events that have led us to here. He had between 100 and 150 all-purpose yards 3 weeks in a row. And then he has one carry against New York, gets hurt. Chase Edmonds has 27 carries for 120 some odd yards and three touchdowns. And people forget that David Johnson's good at football. He sits against New Orleans, they lose. He sits against San Francisco, they lose. That was Kenyon Drake's coming out party. And then he comes back and they give him five carries. He has 2 yards on five carries and 8 yards on one reception against Tampa Bay. And then people forget about him. Doesn't touch the ball against San Francisco. and then he had two catches for 34 yards and a touchdown against Pittsburgh. Just remember that David Johnson is good. David Johnson is good. And he may have lost a step, yes, but you don't have to be fast to run down the sideline, turn around, and catch a football. People aren't going to be targeting him to put their number one corner on, you know, for the rest of the season. That's not how it works. Cliff Kingsbury is a wizard enough putting together an offense to mask David Johnson on the field. So what an offensive coordinator does. And Kyler Murray and David Johnson have a great rapport. The first touchdown that Kyler Murray ever threw was up the seam to David Johnson, and it was a difficult throw. He's done it twice, one on the right side of the field, one on the left, you know, up the middle, and two ridiculous touchdown catches. One, the first one was against Detroit, and the second one was to give them the lead against Atlanta at home. David Johnson and Kyler Murray have a rapport. Use it. Utilize it. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Four out of the six games before he got injured, he had over 100 all-purpose yards, 137, and a touchdown, 133, 156, and then 110 with two touchdowns against Atlanta. Like, what are we waiting for? Utilize him. Just utilize him. This is something that I just can't comprehend. Okay, Kenyon Drake, you know what you got, okay? You know what you have with Kenyon Drake. That's not going to change. So you've already figured out if you're going to re-sign him or not, if he wants to come back for a team-friendly deal, or if you're going to run with Chase Edmonds and David Johnson. I would assume that they would offer him a contract of some sort because they traded away conditional fifth-round pick for him, Kenyon Drake. But David Johnson makes the most money, so just give him the ball. You're not making the playoffs. Who cares if you don't win another game this year? Just give him the rock. Let him get his run. Alex Clancy here, Locked On Cardinals. On the other side, I will give my preview of what this defense needs to do to stop the Cleveland Browns. It's Locked On Cardinals, and I'm Alex Clancy. Again, follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. Get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting Casper.com/LockedNFL and using LockedNFL at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. If you can't visit Casper right now, you can find this and all other offers from Locked On sponsors at LockedOnPodcast.com/offers. Final segment, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. So what do the Cardinals need to do on the defensive side of the ball to stop Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku? Play better. Stop giving up so many yards and touchdowns. Now, I'll tell you what. They stopped Vance McDonald last week. He did go out with a concussion, and you know, you never want to see anybody get injured. But before that, he was bottled up, as the kids say. Bottled up. David Njoku hasn't played all year. If David Njoku goes nuts on Sunday, I don't have anything else to say. He hasn't played all year. Maybe he's played one game or two games. Odell Beckham, I'm scared about this. I'll tell you what I'm excited about. I have Jarvis Landry on my fantasy football team in the playoffs, and he's going to have 10 catches for 120 yards and a touchdown. You can just feel it. Not because of my vested interest. It's just Jarvis Landry is the kind of guy that just abuses the Cardinals. Just abuses them, especially because the 3-4 defense isn't really taking, and all Jarvis Landry does is find holes in defenses, especially zones, and just exploits. Odell Beckham probably going to have one long touchdown catch or one long catch. Over the top is not exactly a strong suit of this defense. You know, there isn't really a strong suit of this defense. And I don't really know what they can do. So there's a couple options. One, you just blitz the hell out of him and hope to get to the quarterback. Just blitz the hell out of him, hope to rattle Baker so he makes some bad decisions. Even though the secondary isn't great at intercepting balls this year. Number two, you drop everybody back in coverage and just hope. Just hope that he's not efficient. But Baker Mayfield, more times than not, even though he's had some bad games in the NFL, his completion percentage has dipped severely compared to his college years, but it's a completely different system. I mean, you drop in coverage and you hope that, you know, you can get some coverage sacks. hopefully he can force a couple turnovers. I don't know. But I do know that Nick Chubb, I'd rather have Baker Mayfield throw all over the Cardinals than have Nick Chubb run, you know, 27 carries for 180 yards and two touchdowns. They've been a lot better against the run this year than they were last year. A lot better. And let's finish strong at least with that. The tight end thing, maybe an anomaly. I mean, it's definitely an anomaly for this defense, but that's not something that will withstand the test of time. It'll be something that will be adjusted, and they'll figure it out. It's a wrinkle in this defense that has negatively affected the team pretty much the whole year. But being able to stop the run is something that forever will make you a flourishing defense. So if they can keep Nick Chubb under 100 yards, 60, 70, 80 yards, I mean, even if he gets in the end zone, you know, in a goal line scenario, okay. But if he runs, if he touches the ball 25 times and has 170 yards and two touchdowns or something, it's going to be, that's going to be a tougher pill to swallow than Baker Mayfield throwing for 350, because we know that the secondary is bad. We already know that. The run defense has been, if there's one thing you'd be able to rest your laurels on this year with the defense, it's that they haven't been abhorrent against the run like they were last year. So that's it. Stop Nick Chubb. Make Baker Mayfield beat you. And hopefully just keep the game close and see if Kyler can make some plays. That's really where we're at right now. If they lose, it's a win. If they win, it's a loss. And I hate when people make that argument, but it's true. It's true. They need to get the best draft position as possible. They need to go out and get the offensive tackle that they need. And if they have the third, fourth, or fifth pick, they won't have to trade up to get somebody that they want or take their second choice because their first choice is already taken by a team that didn't win games down the stretch. This is the last winnable game for the Cardinals, and I just hope they don't win. And it's for the betterment of the team. Everybody knows that Kyler Murray is going to be this franchise quarterback. How well he'll succeed, we don't know. But for right now, through this contract, he is definitely the franchise quarterback. He's shown enough to be able to, you know, prove that to everybody. He's proven that to everybody. They can't win any more games this year. It'll be a detriment to their future. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, we'll be back tomorrow. Bo will take you home on Sunday. Take you home to Sunday. I will talk to you guys on Monday. We'll check you then.